B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey, Stan.
Yes, this is Stan.
Stan, it's Ray Bastardo. How are you?
Oh, Dr. Bastardo! How are you, doctor?
You know what? I'm great.
Good. You know, I apologize. I haven't been, I'll admit, I haven't been in for a checkup in a while. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if you start thinking that I'm the stranger here, but I am thinking about you, and I'll get in for my my physical.
Well, you should, you know. You call Nancy.
I don't want to call her. Can't we just set something up right now that I'll come in for my physical and leave her out of it?
I don't have a pen, so just call Nancy.
Are you at the office now?
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you. I've been swamped. You know. With the economy being what it is.
Yeah. But you're good. You and I are good. I've never had to make an appointment with you, Dr. Bastardo. We've always been so close about this. I usually just walk right in there.
Well, I wish you know how Nancy is.
Well, then then take care of it now. Next Thursday, I can come in. I'm free in the early morning. Just have her put it down, and I'll come in and handle that. But I don't want to call her up. She puts me through the ringer. She doesn't even know what kind of medication I take. She asks me if I'm still on the cough syrup, and that was something that you gave me for the bug that I had 3 years ago. Do you need a refill on the cough syrup, Stan? Well, refill? Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm taking now. She doesn't know when she looks at my chart. It's like she's talking to me from 3 years ago.
Look, I don't know.
I want you to do that. Doctor, let me know when you're free, when you got a slow morning.
Well, I don't know when I'm going to have a slow morning. I right now, from what Nancy tells me, you know, we're at least 3 weeks out. So
3 weeks? Okay. Well, then I'll wait 3 weeks. That's fine with me.
But you got to call her.
No.
Or it's just going to keep being 3 weeks later. It could get even more. Quite frankly, with these new rules, the situation being what it is, I'm having to see patients I normally wouldn't go.
Yeah, okay. I understand, but I still have my same insurance, so we're all good.
We're talking about patients that I have to see that I would not say I'd go to the other side of the street if I see them coming. I did get to meet a couple of great new patients. Have you ever heard of...
No. Why'd you call?
Musician,
what?
Musician by the name of Johnny Sams.
No, I haven't. Dr. Bastardo, we're live
he's
on the air. Yes, doctor.
He's the guy who wrote that song. Damn it, what was that? Come on, Ray. Think.
No, Dr. Bastardo. Doctor.
It'll come to me.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where
I
call.
I know what it was.
Yeah.
It was a real catchy one about, it's the one about the guy, and he's got a van and he bangs the broad in it.
About three
and a half minutes long.
Yeah, the Chevy van.
Yeah.
All right.
We made love in my Chevy van. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's how it goes.
Okay. That's good, doctor. Why?
I'm sorry. You know, my singing isn't so good, but I think you get the point.
We did
things in my van and so on.
Yeah, I understand. So he's a patient of yours now.
Well, he's a patient of mine, and it turns out that. You know, he did have that hit record, but more importantly, his father, I guess somehow, I don't know if he just bought stock or he's actually involved. Have you ever heard of Emerson Electronics?
Yeah, I've heard of Dr. Bastardo. You called me.
You know, you know what I mean? They're like the cheap thing you can find in a drugstore. You need a battery-operated television to take to the beach, but you don't want to spend a lot of money.
I understand that, doctor.
You know?
Doctor.
And you could, I mean, when you pick it up, you know it's cheap.
Yeah, I know. Can I help you, doctor? You called me at work.
So anyways, he tells me,
yeah,
you know, not the father, obviously, but the son, the guy that wrote the song about the
Chevy van.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, of course, I told him that I knew you.
Right.
And you know, he said, you don't sound so good. You need some cough syrup or something? I'll call that in for you.
I appreciate that, Dr. Bastardo.
It sounded like you had something wrong with you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm look, Dr. Bastardo.
That's going around. I even had a touch of it myself.
I couldn't tell. Dr. Bastardo, will you call?
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you.
I appreciate that.
Where
you called it. You can't wait a second.
You know what? The air conditioning keeps going on and off. And
well, it's that office here.
You know what? I'll take a little bit of air versus no air, and now there's this odor in here. I don't know what kind of stuff these people wear.
Dr. Bastardo.
I've never, ever had this. I think it's a lot of hair care products.
Doctor.
I can almost smell lye.
You called me. Yes, I'd like you to call me in some more cough syrup.
But that's not what I was calling.
No, why were you calling?
Telling you about this Johnny Sam.
No, no.
And his dad. Well, that was an electronic.
Uh-huh.
In some fashion. Okay? Once I told the son.
Can I get a word in edgewise?
Once I told. What do you need?
You're my
more cough syrup?
No! Doctor, you called me.
Look, I'm not stupid. I know what you're doing with that.
Doctor.
I had a patient in here today.
Should you be talking about your other patients to a patient? And plus, you're on live radio. Should you be talking to me about patients?
I thought that I was talking to a friend of mine.
You are my friend. You're my doctor, too.
Great. So we're friends, so there's no harm in me telling you that this fella comes in here and he's asking for that cough syrup, and
right.
He starts to talking all this gibberish about shizip and purple drink. No, because I'm having
around people,
you know, and now I'm having to deal with a different element. My immune system isn't up for that kind of stuff. I've never been exposed to it before. But anyway, this Johnny Sam, his father built a golf course out on this oil rig. We'd have to take a boat to get there.
A golf course?
It on Sunday.
What, this Sunday? And golf course on an oil rig?
Yeah, we can go there. We can.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Dr. Bastardo.
And it's going to be, Stan, it's going to be great. It's going to be one of the greatest days of your life. You've never played golf on an abandoned oil rig. I've not done it. And they say that we can either go there with a speedboat and parasail part of the way, or we can get on a helicopter or whatever.
Right.
It's going to be a great time, and this Johnny Sam, I told him that I know you and a little bit about your
background. Well, stop it. Don't name drop with me, doctor. You don't tell him my business.
And a little bit about your medical history. You know,
no.
He's going through a lot of the same stuff.
Oh, that's great.
But he invited me and you to go and play golf on this oil rig that evidently they set up, you know, where you can do the drive off the top They have a putting system on a, it's a multi-level thing with a, this is a private club, Stan. You do your part, and you make sure that you get some airplay for Johnny Sands.
I can't play, sure that
the costs are
Ray.
Coming.
Dr. Bastardo, Ray Bastardo, I can't go. Did you tell him that I would go and play Chevy Van, and that would get me on the oil rig?
Yeah.
No,
we're gonna go this Sunday.
I can't go this Sunday anyway.
All you gotta do is you're gonna go.
Can you call me on my home phone? I can't go on like this.
I don't have your home phone.
Yes, you do. You've had it for 10 years.
I'd have to ask Nancy.
No, don't ask her. Don't. I'll call you. I'll call. Don't ask her.
Because if I ask Nancy to look it up, she's going to call and she's going to go, why haven't you been at her home?
I got to go, doctor. Doctor?
I mean, you know, I don't want to say anything, but you know what her last name is, and it says it all. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to land a friggin' helicopter on your roof on Sunday. Have your clubs ready.
All right, they'll be ready. Can I get the prescriptions, too?
Once I hear that song, and he did say...
You're going to withhold my prescriptions, my maintenance medication. Unless you hear the song.
What he told me, Stan, very specifically, is you don't even have to play the original version. It can be by somebody else. It has something to do with publishing. I ain't getting involved with that, doctor. I was in the, when my involvement in the music business was a long time ago.
Your involvement in the music business. I gotta go.
Well, you're gonna go. So just
all right.
Listen for a chopper to land on your roof and be ready to
go. I got
go.
A slanted just roof where I live.
What?
Nothing.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta wait too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haiti.
Hey, it's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station. Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Easy, get it up. Get it all out of there. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney show. And I'm going to tell you right now, I feel better today than I did on Friday.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to just say
I got to ask you a question, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, my sleep schedule isn't what you'd call the norm.
No.
And most people, a lot of their life is lived from 6 a.m. to noon. That's a time of day I simply don't see. What?
I'm going to show you. Give me a clock. I'm going to draw a clock here. That is most people's lives are not from 6 a.m. till noon.
But most people are awake then.
Well, here's
and their lives are lived from 6 a.m. to noon.
No, it's not.
That's a world I don't know.
It's a world I don't know.
I don't know what happens from 6 a.m. to noon.
Most people get up. Most people get up.
All right, like, table that. We'll have that debate in a minute.
What? Life from 6 a.m. till noon.
I only say that.
What do they do at 1? What do they do at
well,
1 o'clock?
Well, at 1, I'm involved. I know what happens then. But the reason that I ask this is because I'm asleep when it's 6 a.m.
You're asleep for a majority of the 24-hour time, Greg.
That is true. It's part of my longevity treatment.
There's something wrong with that. Okay, go ahead.
But on Sunday morning.
Yeah, what morning? What time morning?
I'm guessing around 6 a.m., between 6 and 8.
Yeah, unless you got to go to church, you're not up at 6 on Sunday. Or you got a tea time like I do.
Exactly. Now, between 6 and 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I was having dreams alternating between the Maginot Line trenches of World War I to North Africa fighting Rommel in World War II.
This isn't normal.
And Stan, it's just that the artillery explosions were so realistic.
Yeah.
At one point, I think that they were Stukas coming in.
It was thundering outside, wasn't there? And the storm.
It sounded like the world was coming to an end. Did it rain Sunday morning?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did it affect your tea time?
Yes. I was delayed a half hour, and I only got through 16 holes.
Well, my point is, if it's enough to wake me up, it was enough to affect your tea time.
You want to know what's weird? I'm not joking about this. The thunder was so loud that it woke me up, and I was in the middle of a dream. You know what? And it was the thunder playing a role. I dreamt that my house broke in half.
Say no more. No. Because you were on the left flank of Rommel, and we took him out.
I'm not with Rommel.
No, you were with me.
I'm not fighting the Desert Fox. I'm worried about putting my house. The ceiling and everything broke in half, and the kitchen collapsed. That's what I was dreaming.
I was leading the American forces. You were on the other side with Monty flanking him.
I don't want to be with him. You know what? All of the American generals hated him.
Oh, yeah. And he was lecturing you as you walk, yeah, as you walk up. Desert warfare is nothing new to the British, Stan.
He was a loser, Montgomery. I'm sorry if people can't handle that.
If your General Haney would simply listen to the expertise offered by the Crown.
Most people wake up at 7:30.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And, fascinating.
Yes. Most people wake up at 7:30 in the morning. They shower, s, and shave so that they can be in work by 9. Get the kids off to daycare. Get everything all done.
Well, I mean, it's not completely foreign to me. I've been forced to do that.
I know. Okay, but this is people's everyday lives. Then they work till noon, and then they have lunch. Now, a lot of people are...
How do they do that? I'd fall right asleep.
A lot of people are given 1 hour for lunch. A lot of people don't use that lunch. They go to their car in the parking lot and take a nap. All right? So 1 o'clock...
So they're sleep deprived.
Oh, yeah, with 3 kids and 2 cars in the garage. Now, they get back to work at 1 o'clock. They work until 5. That's when we're on we're their drive home for them, because we're afternoon drive time.
And and that's the good time. That's happy time.
No, it's not. It is not good time, because then...
Well, the day's ending.
Day's not over yet. Then they've got to go and pick up the kids from daycare, get back home roughly around 6 o'clock so they can prepare dinner and make sure the kids go and do their homework and stuff, so that by 8 o'clock, things are starting to settle down, 8 p.m. And then...
Fascinating.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Then they wait until the 11 o'clock news... See how another but doom and gloom, and then they go to bed.
People watch the 11 o'clock news?
Sure.
Some they do?
If you're an early bird, you'll watch the 10 o'clock news.
Why would you waste your time watching that? It's fake.
Because I know that, but most people don't realize that. That's why we're fighting an uphill battle. Now, between 8 and 10 or 11, they're watching their programs. Your Bachelor, your Guess the Music Singer, and some kind of other reality show.
The one that allows not just singers, but singers and ventriloquists.
Right. They watch that to be entertained and have 2 hours of escape. Then they watch the news, probably the first 15 minutes, so they get the headlines and the weather for tomorrow. And then they go to bed.
Well, what do they do? Find out that a gun was fired at the corner of Fowler and something?
Yes, and then next day, repeat.
Ow.
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know that's how it's done. So
what time are they going to bed?
11 o'clock, 11:15.
But you said they watched the 11 o'clock news.
About 15 minutes of it.
So by 11:15, maybe they got a TV in the bedroom and they just...
Precisely.
Is it on a timer or does it stay on all night?
Well, thank God for the invention of the remote control. Back in the old days, you just have to go up and shut it off.
Well, that's what you were for.
Yeah. So that's how they do things. Oh, but we gotta take a break. I want to wish my mom, because I know she'll listen on the internet.
Yeah.
Wish my mom a happy 81st birthday. My mom's 81 today.
No?
Yeah, 81.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. She's 81 years old.
It doesn't seem like she should be.
No, me neither. But yeah, today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. And
she's a good woman.
Yes, she is. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Sometimes we think about maybe changing our minds and just say, f*** all this and just leave it all behind. But then some drunk ends up being caller number 10. Then we open the phones.
Ahoy.
And it starts all over again.
Stan and Haney.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on the show today, in about an hour, we'll give you a chance to win. And we're going to do the Wayback Machine today, Haney, but a very special Wayback Machine, which might give you a little bit of latitude. I have the printout right here from this very week that we're doing the countdown, and let me explain what the countdown is this week. We're going to go top five this week. This was directly sent to Casey Kasem from the American Top 40 staff. For this week, for a slight summertime change of pace And in recognition of another record-breaking year in album sales, we've decided to produce a surprise summer special called American Top 40 Presents the National Album Countdown.
Bum, 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 bum.
The album special will preempt and appear in place of American Top 40.
In other words, Casey's on vacation?
No, he did this. What they
did... Well, he taped it.
Oh, yeah, they always taped him.
Yeah, but he had to tape it like a couple of days before so that he would have the list.
So what he did, we're going to play for you a cut from each of the top five albums this week in a particular year. Now, they have there, the song selections there, Haney, a suggestion as to what you could play. But this could be any song from those top five albums.
All right, so I got a little bit of work to do.
You got a little bit of work. You can choose the one that they suggest, or you can pick one of your own from that album. So that what we're counting down is not the song, but the album from that week in a particular.
So this is yet another way to open me up to criticism.
No, you could go with what they suggest.
But I would be criticized for that.
I would criticize you.
I know.
But you could do that. Maybe you change one or two of them. These are the top five albums for this week in a particular year. We'll do that later on.
Well, that's because in 1972, they were going, hey, what's going on the FM dial?
That's right.
What are these upstarts doing?
Yep.
Albums?
Album sales. Let's do the grab bag right now.
Yeah, I don't know if people know that.
What?
That a lot of music that you consider to be the greatest of all time probably wouldn't make it on the top 40 chart.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
It was on the FM dial where everybody was prog.
Yeah. On an album-oriented rock.
Which they thought was so cutting edge, which basically it sounds like K-Rock.
Yep. It's a yes.
Here's a band you probably never heard of. Going deep on this one. It's the Eagles, California band. And then the rest of it? Oh, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, a lot of Floyd. Well, less than a month away from the wedding, and boy, have I found a great product to slim down.
Oh.
Are you tired of being overweight?
Yes.
Are you frustrated because you can't find a diet or supplement that really works for you? Are you ready for a revolutionary approach to weight loss from the makers of Slim Fast?
I start with a delicious shake in the morning, and then I until lunch. Another shake, change my adult diaper, and I'm good to go until quitting time. Or as we call it around here, f***ing time.
Conventional weight loss programs call for exercise. Who has time for that? With Ultra Fast Diet Shakes, the only exercise you'll get is running for the can. Because new Ultra Fast from the makers of Slim Fast combines known weight loss nutrients with a colon-exploding bacteria.
My wife can't believe the new me. In fact, she can barely find the new me. I've lost so much weight that starving Africans are now sending me food. Thanks, Ultra Fast.
New Ultra Fast from the makers of Slim Fast. Weight loss so amazing, you'll
you can feel it working. All right, I started this series last week. These are dog tips if you own a dog.
Why are we teaching people how to handle a dog?
Because you didn't like Motivational Monday.
Oh, I hate it. I'll take the dog tips.
That's right.
Here's today's dog tip. Does your dog go crazy every time the doorbell rings? Teach your dog to place. It's a little area that you create that's about 10 feet away from the door. If you lure them over to this area, and once all four paws are on it, say, good place. Tell him to down, and then tell him to stay. If you practice this, trust me, your dog will want to do this special trick. Because let's face it, dogs are much better with direction over correction.
I don't agree with that. Video's going viral of an older gentleman who wanted to try out a treadmill. Did not work well because he had no idea.
Taking it for a test drive?
Yeah, had no idea how to turn it off. And then what happens? Panic sets in.
You have to turn it down.
I'm done. I just stop it. Come and stop it, Joe. Stop it. Pull the plug out.
Now.
And you know what? That is perfectly safe.
Yeah.
We can all laugh at that and have a good time.
Yeah.
Because it's an older white man.
That's okay.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be age discrimination?
I don't think they care about that.
They don't?
I don't think so. Nah, that was back in the 70s.
Oh. Everybody know what a French bulldog looks like? little thing.
Yeah, willing to surrender quickly.
Yes.
Tail between his legs.
No tail. They don't have a tail.
Oh, so they just had the tail removed.
Wouldn't
have the problem of putting it between its legs.
Pushed in face. And it's called the little French bulldog. This one.
Because it likes to bark, but it's harmless?
Yes. Well, there he is. That's him. This French bulldog, I guess the owner likes to feed it Cheerios from the table.
Stop it.
And the owner tells the little French bulldog, no more Cheerios. The dog gives its owner a long stare and then loses it because it can't get a Cheerio. There you go.
No more. No. You've had enough Cheerios. Well, I'm Hey, that's enough. Do you want more Cheerios? If I give you more If I give you Hey, listen. Catch you. If I give you more Cheerios, will you stop screaming? Okay. Do you want some Cheerios?
That poor thing doesn't even know it's a dog. Put it together with that crying parrot.
Yup, exactly. I'm going to play for you a little clip of a news story where the victim is being interviewed by the TV news, the local TV news. Do not assume that this woman is attractive or you would want to do anything to her. The answer to that is no. Oh, I want to see that. No, you don't, because it's going to ruin anything that you're hearing.
Just go with your own images.
Yeah. A woman took her car in to be serviced, but the mechanic evidently made an inappropriate pass at her.
I know this one.
So says she.
Mm-hmm.
And offered to lower her fees on the repair if she obliged his request. I don't know anybody that would ask her to do anything.
They had a mechanic come and get in the car with me so that he can ride it up and down the street to see what it was doing. He said, if you pull up your shirt and show me your breasts, I will just go ahead and knock the price down. I was offended.
You have a vivid imagination, lady.
Yeah. What could possibly make him think that? Why would he think that, lady? Is there something we don't know? I mean, that's pretty bold.
This young boy is being raised right. 3-year-old little boy sings the three now. He's three. Sings the first verse of the Marines hymn.
Just like the trouble, Lee. We'll fight three countries, bad and gold, in the air on Lennon Day. For the fight, and freedom, and the great Bayana Queen, we fought in the tide of those United States Marines.
Good boy.
Goddamn right, good boy. Our main man, Dog the Bounty Hunter, going through tough times right now. With the loss of his wife.
One thing about Dog, when you hear him talk about his wife now, and maybe you think, he's overdoing it. He's not. He's always talked that way about her. Forever.
Now, this is, he means business. Someone broke into Dog the Bounty Hunter's store in Colorado and stole personal items belonging to his late wife, Beth. He had an announcement to make about the theft and to the person or persons that stole some of her personal items. Keep in mind, he's still grieving. And some jackball goes in and steals personal items belonging to her. So he went...
That will give him great focus.
Yes, and he made a statement.
If you turn yourself in the next 48 hours, I will not press charges. And I will try to get you probation, a job, and any kind of addiction that you're off of. Because me and you got a special connection now. But if you don't, there'll be no mercy. I'm not O.J. Simpson, so I'm not going to do this myself. And the Bible says when you steal from the dead, that's an unforgivable sin. So not only I and the police officers here are looking, but so is God.
He's going to find him. Get that stuff. Who would do that? Well, a lot of people would do it.
And knowing full well what it is that they're stealing.
Precisely. Yeah, broke right into their store in Colorado. I'm going to give you a little bit of music history and play you a clip that's strange, very strange and bizarre. Years ago, the Woodstock Festival. Prior to Woodstock, in August of 1969, John Fogerty's band, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Stan, may I correct you?
Yes.
I believe that's his brother's band.
No, it's not.
He told me that. Tom Fogerty said that it's his band.
No, it's not. You know, here's how...
Where am I getting that from, Stan? I could swear from, Tom Fogerty said Tom, the CCR is his band.
And the other members. If you read John Fogerty's book, he loved his brother. He didn't get along with his brother.
Fredo.
He loved his brother. He loved the other two members of the band, too. But when they would go... This is a true story before I get to this. But he would go and they would book studio time to go and record their albums. They had so many successful albums. John Fogerty would write the songs. John Fogerty would
perform the songs. He would play all the instruments.
Well, he would do lead guitar. He would do lead vocal.
What if the bass part was a little bit off?
He'd do it. He would go.
What if the drums were a little off?
He would go into the studio after the recording session was done and redub all the other parts with him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's how he made Centerfield, by the way. He did everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got sued because it sounded too much like a CCR record. Another
sued
fact.
By who?
The publishing company.
Oh, geez.
That owned the CCR stuff. To that end, rate.
Not any particular song, just it sounded like CCR.
Sounded too much like CCR.
But he is CCR.
Correct. Thus the lawsuit. Because his brother and the other two started Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. At any rate, getting back to that, he would do all the parts. So he would always be fighting with the other ones. He said, when we go on tour, you can play, but I want the album to sound just right. And in like a 2.5 year span, they put out 5 albums, all written by John Fogerty.
And every one of them a hit.
Everyone hit number one. The last album that they did, he was on non-speaking terms with everybody in the band because they felt he was a big know-it-all. And he said...
But he's the man.
He said, fine.
If a band doesn't know who the man yeah. is, there's going to be big trouble.
So he said, fine. What we'll do is I will write 3 songs and produce 3 songs. You write 3 songs. You write...
Stu, Tom, yep. Time to go to work.
And it was the worst-selling CCR record of all time. Then they broke up. But getting back to this...
Is there any way, when you listen to that last record, to tell the ones that John did versus the others?
Yes. Yes. Prior to Woodstock in 1969, John Fogerty's band CCR appeared on the Andy Williams show, variety show at the time. And for some reason, known only to him, the sound guy for the Andy Williams show kept turning the reverb up and down through their whole performance.
Thought he was doing him a favor. Get that swampy sound.
Yes. And it turned out to be absolutely ridiculous. Here from the Andy Williams show, just prior to Woodstock, CCR, and they are performing Green River with a sound guy.
Out of control.
Yes.
Up a cold as can, but spend my day.
Did that all through the song.
Guess he's just doing him a favor.
Here's a couple of tidbits for you about that band, John Fogerty's band. They released 3 albums in 1969. Today, their greatest hits album is still number 52 on the Billboard album chart. They performed an hour set at Woodstock right after midnight on August 17th, but were not included in the movie or the soundtrack. Most believe that their record company wouldn't allow it. And, Woodstock, the biggest hit song on the charts for that week of Woodstock. CCR had the highest rated songs on the Billboard charts at the time of Woodstock. Number 15, Green River, and number 34, Commotion. The only other performers at Woodstock in the top 40 at that time was Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Marrakesh Express at 31. So they were the only band to have 2 songs in the top 40 at the time as well.
Do you know what the name of that album is where he did 3, they did 3?
Yes. It came out, I believe, in 1971 or 72. It was the very last album. If you look at their discography, it was their last album. We'll take a break. Haney will find the album, and we'll listen. Stan and Haney.
I want to see if there's any way you can tell.
Oh, when... I think you can. All right. 96 K-Rock.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. In about 30 minutes, a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List up for grabs. Got Busch Gardens tickets. $50 gift certificates to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood Restaurant. Disturbed tickets, pewter mug. All right, let's go over the facts of what you're going to play. And this will also help you in your selection from this album. We were talking about the final album of CCR when the other band members wanted to play. They didn't want John Fogerty.
Now, I see two that I know right off the top.
I'm going to tell you, and two were released as singles. Those were John Fogerty ones. Now...
And they are part of the CCR canon.
Yes. Unlike previous albums, Mardi Gras had Stu Cook and Doug Clifford sharing songwriting and production with John Fogerty, as well as their own lead vocal contributions for the first time. Reviews were mixed to poor.
Why would you do that?
I will get it. It explains. Reviews were mixed to poor, with John Landau stating in his Rolling Stone interview that the album may be known in the future as Fogerty's Revenge. Following the album's release, the group was officially dissolved in a statement released by the group and its record label. Mardi Gras is the only album
Never a group.
Nope. The only album by the band that was not remastered and reissued until its 40th anniversary. Now, previous band leader John Fogerty sang all lead vocals, created the song arrangements, and composed all of the band's original material. Older brother Tom Fogerty had departed the band at this point after a dispute, which was in large part caused by his desire to play a larger creative role in the band, and John's insistence on being the band's only singer, songwriter, and business manager. For Mardi Gras, the remaining members, Stu Cook, Doug Clifford, shared the writing, singing, and production duties. Fogerty contributed only three original songs and sang a fourth lead vocal on the cover of Ricky Nelson's hit Hello, Mary Lou. Clifford and Cook each wrote and sang the lead vocals on three songs. The album, although a commercial success because it was CCR, the album contained only two top 40 songs, both of which were contributed by John Fogerty, the raucous Sweet Hitchhiker, and the wistful swan song Someday Never Comes. They were all recorded in January of 1972. So that's when John Fogerty said, fine, you want to do it? Go ahead. So he did only three songs, or wrote only three songs. What do you got there? What gems are on this album? Because they don't like to include it in their discography.
Well, let's start with cut one. This is called Looking for a Reason.
Okay. John Fogerty. Not a hit.
I'm a looking for a reason not to go.
Number two is Take It Like a Friend.
Okay, not John Fogerty.
Maybe you move over, get someone.
bass very high in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why. Not good.
Number three is Need Someone to Hold.
Okay.
Sun came up, pushed away the clouds. Come back to my room, really don't know how.
Not John Fogerty. Lead singer Doug Clifford.
Number four is Tearing Up the Country.
Doug Clifford. He was the lead singer.
Well, now we come to number five.
All right, that's John Fogerty.
And suddenly we go from forgettable to all-time classic. Coming in at number six, What Are You Gonna Do?
Doug Clifford.
Number seven, Sail Away.
Stu Cook.
Lock the door. Sun's fallen. Poke the fire. Don't let the cold in. Gonna try to sail away from the rest of my life.
It seems like he likes to talk about the sun going up and the sun going down a lot.
Because he's... It's Sail Away.
Number eight. He sounded a little bit like our buddy from North Fort Myers there.
Fogerty doing the remake of Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Number nine is Door to Door.
Stu Cook.
Wonder why they didn't feature him more.
Well, I don't understand, huh?
And the final track on the album
was, in fact, a hit.
The second of two tunes that are worthy of being called Creedence.
Correct. He will still do this song in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
it's Hanukkah.
You know,
that was the end of the band.
You know the one we couldn't get enough of?
Which one?
And you don't hear it much anymore. You hear the other Creedence songs, but you don't hear this that much.
It's a good song.
Maybe it's because it's 8.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
I used to call my cousin Susie Q. Hey, Susie Q.
Very swampy.
Oh, Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q.
Is it swampy and bluesy?
Yes. That was their sound. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Howard, how you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I was calling to let you know about a wonderful experience I had. My son graduated from SBC this weekend, and after this...
Can you speak up, Howard?
Speak up, Howard.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
any better?
Yes, much better.
I apologize. Yeah, my son graduated to CU this weekend, and at one point during the ceremony, the president had the students stand up to be recognized for achievement and whatnot. And then when he got to, if anybody served in the military, four people stood up out of 650, and the entire arena erupted in applause and gave a standing ovation.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
We got good people that live here.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bye.
And congratulations to your son.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
Remember jamming this with my first band.
A lot of startup bands would do a lot of CCR.
Now, I didn't do it later on, but in that first band, the first time we ran it through and it sounded right, I was like, man, I am on top of the world. Right here.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
I turned 50 this year. I just want to say CCR, when I was 10 years old, that was the dinner music my dad used to tell me to go turn on the radio.
Damn right.
I just wanted to say that real fast.
No problem. It's great stuff. It's great stuff.
Yes, it is. It takes me back to my childhood.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the album cover and it makes me happy.
Yeah. I'm so glad I got a chance to see him. And he was great.
Really is something. The time that we grew up, as far as music goes, it was the era of the album. We were, as we were coming up, it flipped from the 45 to the album.
Yeah.
So much great stuff going on.
2779600. Ahoy.
Hello, this is Pine Island Mike.
Haney, it's Pine Island Mike.
Oh, you don't say Pine Island Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say something about Creedence at Woodstock. I am 68, and I was there.
Oh, good.
It was, and by the way, that segment that you thrilled me. But anyway, it happened to be the first time that I got involved with those crooked cigarettes, as they say, which seemed to be...
All those left-handed cigarettes.
Yeah. And for some reason, I remember them coming on at about 9 o'clock at night Saturday. But I heard you guys just mention that it was said that they came on at 12.
Well, I could understand that your time frame is a little off. John Fogerty has told the story a lot of times. Do you know who they followed on stage at Woodstock? Do you have any memory of who was on before CCR?
Yeah, the Grateful Dead.
Correct.
And he put them to sleep. They put him to sleep.
Yes.
But he woke up the crowd, which is exactly what happened. But there's a PBS segment going on now, and I believe somebody says that he came on at 2:30 in the morning.
He came on after, according to his story, The band came on after midnight. It was rainy. Everybody was on the field sleeping, and they would go and finish their songs, and it would just be a smattering of applause because everybody was sleeping. They were supposed to be on at 9. The Grateful Dead, as they were known to do, played way over their allotted time. And he heard one voice, as he likes to say, way off in the distance, you know, "We're with you, John." And he said, "I'm playing for you." And that's the way he tells the story.
Yeah, I saw that segment on TV. What I remember was the stage sort of turned all red, and they started Born on the Bayou. And that, of course, immediately woke me up and everybody else.
Let me ask you this. It was 50 years ago. Of the concert and the amount that you watched, did you stay for all the days or did you stay for just part of it?
No. We had bought tickets, $7. I remember you talking about a Rolling Stone concert that had maybe a $12 face value. This was a $7 face value ticket for Saturday only. But by the time Saturday came, we had heard that the traffic jams and whatnot. So
and
we
it had become a free concert by then.
Yeah, we drove into New Jersey. We were in suburban northern New York. We drove into New Jersey and came around the back way, but still managed to only park 3 miles away.
All right, now the question I have for you. Of your memory of the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival that went for 3 days, beads. What stood out or stands out to this day in 2019 in your mind the most? What band that you saw that you were aware of still sticks with you as the highlight of Woodstock?
That's easy for me. When I tell the story, it was Janis Joplin. And after Creedence and a couple of other things, in the middle of the night, it was like the sun came up. The energy level was beyond description. And I've actually heard Janis say that she thought it was a lousy performance, but I thought it was the best thing that I heard at Woodstock. And when it ended, her performance, they announced from the stage, we're going to have The Who come and perform the Tommy album live. But we, having arrived at around noon on Saturday, were tired of sitting around on a muddy blanket. And we literally, two other guys and I, walked the 3 miles back to the car to sleep in the car, missing a lot of great performances, but managed to then walk Sunday morning, 3 miles back to the concert, stayed to hear Joe Cocker put on a great performance,
Oh, yeah.
And then the rain came again, and we just walked back to the car and went home. But for me, Janis,
okay,
the greatest live performance I've ever seen.
And here's a little tidbit that most people, unless they were there, didn't know. They talk about Hendrix's great performance at Woodstock. He was the last act. He played, on Sunday morning?
And it was a great performance.
And that was it. I mean, the show was virtually over by the time he took the stage.
Apparently, that was early Monday morning.
Yeah, and it was pretty much over.
And he got paid.
And one last human interest story. I saw the clip on PBS. They've located the couple who are on the cover of the Woodstock album.
Yeah.
And they interviewed them, in current times.
Yeah.
That was a curious thing.
Where is it that another one of our listeners that was there, he's on it too?
Yeah, he's on the album too.
Okay, that's interesting stuff.
He calls us every once in a while. But I appreciate your memories. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you guys.
You betcha, buddy. All right, we got to take a break. Incidentally, CCR's full performance at Woodstock is being released for the 50th anniversary. They're going to have the whole show. It's going to be on their own deal. And every song they played.
I love Fogerty because he does things right when he uses words like toinen and boinen and avoid.
We'll be back. Chance to win when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Chicken dinner. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to give you a chance to win here in a second. We'll play What's on the List. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, Wayback Machine in about an hour, special countdown, top 5 albums this week in a particular year. Before we play the game, though, update for you. Road Watcher just sent this in. Police just closed southbound lanes on Fowler Street, just south of Hanson Street, for a pretty bad accident. Multiple cars and several EMTs on site, so it's going to take a while over there. Just updating you on that. Chance to win. Here's what we got for you. We have pewter mug, $50. Maybe you'd like to go to Busch Gardens for their summer nights going on now until August 15th. They stay open till like 10 o'clock every night now. Looking for a restaurant in Cape Coral? How about $50 to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar? I'd like to go there.
I'm so glad they're still together.
Yep.
How many years now?
Oh, at least 35. And they're still, despite all the bickering. And then we have tickets for Disturbed, going to be at Hertz Arena on September the 19th. And if you get win tickets, you're automatically qualified for an autographed Disturbed drumhead. You got the drumhead, and it's the skins are autographed.
Boy, that would be awesome if you had a Disturbed cover band. Maybe you have a band called Annoyed,
yep.
And you could put that up on your bass drum.
It gives you cred.
Yeah.
Let's play Stan's What's on the List.
Well, that's not it.
Nope.
That's what she said.
Yeah. There we go. There's the right one. That's where I want it. Got a top 10 things here. The category, should be a no-brainer for everybody. Going to give away some prizes. Recent survey was done, and they asked people, what is their favorite comfort food? Favorite comfort food. It's your go-to when you want some comfort food. I have the top 10 comfort foods right in front of me. You get something on this list, and you're going to win a prize. Those that I just mentioned, 277-9600. I have released the phones. I'll take them cold. Recent survey done asking people their favorite comfort food. I have the top 10. One that does not appear on the list, I'm shocked. And I'll explain where it does show up, but not on the list. But here we go. Top 10 comfort foods. Ahoy, who's this?
Colin.
Colin. How old are you, Colin?
19.
19?
Yes, sir.
Can they win at 19?
Yeah.
All right.
Why shouldn't they?
21 or older, is it?
Well, if alcohol's involved, yeah. Other than that.
I guess so.
Hey, I got a fake ID, too. Hey.
All right, that'll work.
What did he say?
He said he's got a fake ID. Everything's good.
Oh, groovy. What do you think's on the list?
What about ice cream?
Number 3 on the list, ice cream.
Right on.
Right on, right on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What would you like?
What about that Busch Gardens?
Yeah, hold on. 277. Ice cream, number 3 on the list. Your go-to comfort food. Where's my pen? I hate this when I lose a pen. Oh, there it is. Sorry. I got it. Ice cream off the list.
Well, if you lose it again and disrupt the class, I'll just hold it till the end of the semester.
Do you remember? I used to do this, but not like you. I used to have my own pen that I would carry. But you used to have the space pen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you carried that everywhere with you. You know, never mind. I don't need to look for a writing implement. I've got my space pen.
That is because I always needed it when I was doing hockey.
and it would write no matter where you were. You know how if you use ballpoint pen and you're writing, like, say, in bed or something, and it would the ink wouldn't flow.
And it is impervious to temperature,
yep.
Hot or cold.
Just a smooth writing space pen.
Because when I was doing hockey, I was right down there
cold.
On the ice, and it would get damn cold down there, and some pens just would crap out on you.
You had that pen for years.
And it served me well.
Most popular.
Just like it did Buzz Aldrin.
Yep. Popular comfort foods. Ice cream came in at number 3. Let's go to another phone call. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian.
Brian, we have ice cream at number 3. This top most popular comfort foods.
I'm going to throw it out there, mashed potatoes.
Not on the list. Although a good guess, not on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Dave.
Dave, we got number 3 is ice cream. What else is on this list of top comfort foods?
Pizza's got to be on there, man.
Pizza is number 1. Got more than twice as many votes compared to any other food. Pizza, number 1. What would you like?
What do you got again, man?
I've got $50 to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood. I've got Disturbed tickets. I have Pewter Mug.
Can I get a Pewter Mug, please?
Yep. Hold on.
Sounds good.
And if you... if you're thinking, oh, I don't know what my favorite comfort food would be, here's an easy way to do it. Go on a strict diet for a week, and it will start dancing through your dreams, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You might not be able to think of it now, because you can have whatever you want.
But you'll be craving it. Usually it has a lot of carbs.
If you deny yourself for a couple of days, it will become readily apparent what you love.
Pizza number 1 by a mile. Number 3, ice cream. Favorite comfort food. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, this is Mike.
Mike, we have pizza at number 1, ice cream at number 3. Potatoes did not make the list. What's your favorite comfort food, and let's see if it made it on the list.
Not so much my favorite, but I'm thinking lasagna.
Lasagna? Not on.
Are you kidding?
Good guess. Not on the list.
I would think that would be on the list.
And I would have even considered Italian food for lasagna, but not on the list.
So that's not on the list either?
No. No, sir.
Well, pizza would be Italian.
Yeah,
food.
But
hey,
other you'll see why. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Curtis.
Curtis, we got pizza. We got ice cream. What do you think's on the list of top comfort foods? You know, maybe one of your favorites.
Oh, man, there's so many, but I got to run with fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
Yes, sir.
Not on the list. Not on the list. We'll take a couple of more calls, and then I'll go over the list with you. Because then you'll find out these are the top 10, but then there are subcategories. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, pizza, ice cream named so far, top comfort food. What's yours, or what do you think's on the list?
I'd like to go with chocolate.
Number 2 on Bam. The board. So there we go.
Right.
The top 3 already given. Pizza, chocolate, and ice cream. You got chocolate, correct. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. 2779600. Now we go into 4 and below. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is John.
John, we've got pizza, chocolate, and ice cream. Your favorite comfort food or something that you think made the top 10?
It's got to be hamburger and or cheeseburger.
Number 6 on the board. Burgers.
All right.
Number 1, number 6 comfort food.
Well, and you may think, oh, big deal, burger. All right. You can't have any burgers for 2 weeks.
Yeah. See how you feel about that. Nothing. You want a burger. There's nothing better than just go and have a good hamburger. Who's that in the background there?
Oh, that's my baby Millie.
Well, you say, tell Millie Stan and Haney said, hey.
She said, hey, back.
All right.
Thanks, Millie.
Yeah. What would you like, buddy?
I got to get those Disturbed tickets.
Done. Hold on. Now eligible for the autographed Disturbed drumhead burgers. I'll do one more, and then we will go over the list. Interesting list. Ahoy, who's this?
James.
James?
Yes, sir.
All right, speak up just a little bit for me, buddy. What do you think's on the list of most popular comfort foods? We have pizza, we have chocolate, we have ice cream, we have burgers. What else do you think's there?
I'd have to say subs.
Subs?
Yes.
Not there. Not there. Here we go. Recent survey was done asking people to name their most popular comfort foods. Why I would have accepted Italian, even though pizza was there. Number 10, Mexican food. Any kind of Mexican food. You know, your tacos, your chimichangas. Number 9, pasta. Number 8, popcorn. Number 7, a beautiful, you know, porterhouse is the best. A steak.
Well, it's the best of both worlds.
A steak. Number 9, burgers. Number 5, any kind of chip. Corn chip, Dorito chip, tortilla chip, potato chip. Number 4, nobody got this, and I thought for sure.
Dehydrated pineapples.
No. Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Can I guess now?
Yeah.
Is there any left?
No. They all been guessed. But there's a few others that did not make it but might be in a sub area.
Is meatloaf just
not there? No, not there. And I love meatloaf. And that's the classic comfort food. That was followed by ice cream, chocolate, and pizza, which I told you was number 1 by a mile. Now here's some sub info. The survey found that men and women eat comfort foods totally differently and for different reasons. Women are most likely to do it when they are stressed out. Men are most likely to go for a comfort food when they've had a really good day. Soup was the number one food people said.
So what you're saying is women are stress eaters.
Yes, yes. Soup was the number one food for people who said what they wanted when they were feeling sick, followed by ice cream. Pizza and toast were tied for third for when the comfort food you want when you're sick. Soup was number one. And when celebrating a special occasion, no matter who it is, we want steak more than anything else as far as celebrating. Coming in second for a celebration, but didn't make it into the top comfort foods, which I thought would. Cake. A cake.
You know, I think you're onto something there with the difference between men and women. When they're stressed, they'll eat.
They eat darn right.
Now, when I'm stressed, sometimes I can't even touch it.
Yep. But you know what? You get a big promotion, something great.
Yeah.
Boy, sit down and have a nice, big, juicy steak.
When you're relaxed and everything is good.
By the way, special occasion, I told you, was steak, followed by cake, followed by pizza. Now you know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to get your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, the Wayback Machine, the top 5 albums for this very week in a particular year. We'll come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road sorry. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Bless this texter's heart. assumes that the reason we play music is because we smoke too much.
What?
And that if we didn't smoke so much, we wouldn't have to play music. We could just keep right on talking.
I'm not touching that.
I am not even coming close to that. I'm going to stay as far away from that as I can.
I hope you enjoy the music. I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't.
Correct. Let's get you
great, yep. Great music.
Yep.
But
yep.
I can't take credit for it.
No, nor I.
It was a great idea, but not my idea.
Nor mine.
So, congratulations.
Yes.
To the person responsible.
Yep.
For that great music.
Yep, and thank you, Texter. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Really made our day.
Sure did. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive.
Jesus.
Yeah, drive home this afternoon. Jet's Pizza bringing it to us.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start in Fort Myers. A crash, Reflections Parkway and Cypress Lake Drive. Now, we also have a disabled vehicle at Lantana and Pritchard Street. And then a crash on Fort Myers Beach, San Carlos Boulevard, and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
A new class teaches women how to become dominatrixes for billionaires. I guess there's a big call for it.
Yep. Always have a safe word.
Someone at Hostess has lost their mind and decided we need dark blue Twinkies.
No, we don't.
A Spirit Airlines flight had a bat flying around the cabin. We have solved the mystery of the toilet paper thief. We'll tell you who it is, and he probably would have got away with it, too.
Yeah.
Weren't for those kids.
Yeah. Here in this building?
And that dog.
The toilet paper thief?
No.
Remember, we had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a given in radio. That's part of your salary. Yeah. If you're not taking home a roll, you're
that's right.
You know, that's like our 401k. That's part of the perks.
Yep. It's that a little extra.
I hate to say it. I did that in Melbourne when I was so dirt poor.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, of course. What they do now, though, is because there used to be. They have lock and keys now for paper towels and toilet paper, and then they have the storage closet, which is padlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that, you know.
Now, given how much they've spent on securing paper goods, I wonder how long it takes for all the locking mechanisms to pay for themselves.
I don't know, but they spent a lot of money on it.
And finally, the story of a 23-year-old woman who is involved in a crime that is so ultra-modern, it couldn't have been done just a few short years ago.
Really?
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to deliver with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Many people believe Major League Baseball is just a major snooze fest.
A lot of people believe that.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
ways to make Major League Baseball more exciting.
Top ways to make Major League Baseball more exciting.
Consider doing something radical and limit batters to 40 minutes of adjusting their gloves and tapping their cleats between pitches. Yep. Mandatory hit a foul, take a shot rule.
Yep.
Place actual bulls in bullpen. Combine bring your cat to the ballpark night with Taylor Swift night and watch the mayhem. Once an inning, home plate umpire required to attempt a reach around on the catcher.
Yep. Laugh it up.
To get on the kiss cam, fans must go to second base.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about.
More handlebar mustaches.
Yep. Remember when the Oakland A's, when we were kids.
Raleigh fingers.
The Oakland A's had a thing that the entire squad, all of them had mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, Sal Bando, Raleigh Fingers just kept his and turned it in a nice big handlebar mustache.
Yep.
It was always a treat.
Thing of beauty. Make the base salary similar to what teachers earn. Then watch the players go for those bonuses.
Yep.
Whether it makes sense or not, find some way to incorporate sharks into gameplay. Any player, manager, or coach who gets ejected is automatically replaced by a Kardashian.
Hey, King Kid!
Hold bobblehead bong nights.
Yeah. Oh, Dave would love that. He'd just love that.
Scream La Migra at random moments. And finally, the very top way to make Major League Baseball more exciting.
Yes.
If you catch a player's foul ball, you get a free pass to bang his wife. Have you seen their wives? And that, my friend, is the former
Elvis has left the building.
I think that's the cream of the crop of the gold diggers or baseball players' wives.
We know how that operates. Sometimes they hit the jackpot, other times, right, local news person? It doesn't work.
Well, Stan, that's unfair because a lot of our local news gals have been unlucky in love.
Email time.
Many of them.
Yeah. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Not ahoy. Fair to single one
no,
out.
I know. I understand.
Ahoy. I mean, the other one was a much bigger disaster.
Yeah. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Well, poor choices.
Mm-hmm.
This is from, I assume his name is Dick. Millard Fillmore. Still on Millard Fillmore. He writes, hey guys.
Open late for you, Night Owls.
Yeah, open 2:30 a.m. Hey guys, Millard Fillmore was born in my hometown of Moravia, New York. Now, I don't know about a public library, but there is a site where...
A public library. Yeah,
there is a site there where his home was. They have a plaque. That's nice. Our friend Meg. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Stan, I want to say congratulations on your upcoming wedding. The same people you said no to coming to your wedding are the same people who've probably never heard the word no before or don't understand the whole meaning of the word. Sometimes there are things in life you need to separate from work and your personal life, but that is just my opinion. Signed, Meg. Thank you, Meg.
Well, he's making me go, Meg.
Have you gotten your ticket yet?
No.
No? You got made reservations yet?
No.
No.
You know I'll get around to it. I always do.
It's less than a... Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian...
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, first... thoughts and prayers go out to the people affected over weekend's tragic events. So senseless. Guys, I saw a couple of interesting items the other day. One had to do with AI, artificial intelligence, which to me is one of the things we should be worried about. They now have a computer system that can read your thoughts. It does this by reading brain waves and associates it with certain words. Then uses those words to find out what you're looking for. At the moment, it only recognizes a few words, but it won't be long, maybe 5 years or so, before it will reach full capacity. Now, the other thing, did you know that Ronald Reagan was somewhat responsible for discovering Marilyn Monroe?
He was there.
Yep. Yeah. She was working in a war plant. Reagan was in charge of a army film company making films for the troops. They sent a photographer to take pictures of women in the plants. She caught his eye. The rest is pretty much history. And finally, did you see the Mexican government wants to sue the U.S. government for not protecting Mexican citizens in El Paso?
Yep.
What the? That's just ridiculous. Don't you think? You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
All right. We're going to take a break here.
I was going to tell you something.
Yes, go ahead, Haney.
And I've been hesitant, but I shouldn't let it stop me. I think everyone is aware of what took place in El Paso and Dayton. But I was going to do this story anyway, and it is about Dayton, Ohio. Has nothing to do with what happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And maybe some will consider this me kicking Dayton when they're down. I hope they don't, because that's not how it's intended. The city of Dayton, Ohio, last week passed an ordinance that anyone from this day forward, so some people are grandfathered in, but from this day forward, anyone seeking employment with the city of Dayton will undergo drug screening.
Ah.
Included in that screening is tobacco.
What?
From this day forward, employees of the city of Dayton are not permitted to smoke or vape, even in their off time. They will be tested. It will be enforced.
Last time I checked, it was still legal.
And I think there are two states that have dealt with this. I'm not sure which ones they are. One may be California, surprisingly enough. But there are two states where this has been tried, and the state has ruled you can't do that with a legal substance.
Nope.
So I'm sure it'll be challenged, but as of now,
jeez, we'll be back.
You want to smoke or vape on the weekend?
Against the law.
At your own place?
Yeah.
Well, you'll get fired.
Wayback Machine, top five albums for this week in a particular year. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home and then a special Wayback Machine today. This was actually on the American Top 40 sheet for this week and this year that we're going to. It says, for a slight summertime change of pace and in recognition of another record-breaking year in album sales, we've decided to produce a surprise summer special called American Top 40 Presents the National Album Countdown.
This is extremely unpredictable.
We have the top five albums for this week in a particular year, and the album selection will be made by Mark Haney. Let's get up to date on traffic for your drive home first, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got a road watcher claiming that there is a rollover crash base of the Midpoint Bridge in Fort Myers. Injuries, big backups. That's from a road watcher. Officially.
Sounds like the second major one of the day.
Yep. Lehigh Acres crash, 900 block of Joel Boulevard. And in Estero, crash, 10,000 block of Estero Town Commons Place, right by the Lowe's. And you are up to date. We do it every week. This time we're going to take a look at the number one albums for this date in a particular year. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This very day in 1972.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago.
Live it up.
Stan and Haney. Number five.
Simon and Garfunkel, their greatest hits.
A winter's day. In a deep and dark December. I am alone. Gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island.
They broke up in 1970. By 72, they wanted the greatest hits.
I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am.
What a great song.
Yeah. It's the work of Paul Simon.
And
Artie.
Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island.
I am. I am a rock. I am an island. I am, I said.
Yeah. I have my books.
I have my books.
And my
protect me.
It always protects people, poetry.
Yep.
I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe in my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me.
Indeed. Don't touch me.
I am a rock. I am an
rock feels no pain,
and an island never cries.
That's awesome. The number four album in the country was called Still Bill by the great Bill Withers. Number four, this very day in 72. Great stuff.
Free, yeah. Still, is there a point to duty? They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer.
Now your friends are right, Bill. Just don't care.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Yeah.
Until you use me up. My brother.
So far, two albums, two members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And two different songs than what they played on the top 40.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I don't think anybody on this top five is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through. I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Rolling Stones had the number three album this day in 1972, Exile on Main Street.
This is not what Casey played.
It is not. He played the Keith Richards song, Happy.
Just
he was doing a little Sonny Terry there.
Sounds good. Great album. Album in the country, Exile on Main Street.
And I'll tell you right now, this next one is the only one that is what Casey played.
Alice Cooper had the number two album in the country, the title cut from School's Out, number two in the land.
You just can't beat it.
Nope. Was the number one album this very day in 1972. He was still on the way up, still building his cred. Elton John. Honky Chateau, which was based on The Man in the White House.
Like horrific lyrics with a bouncing C.
One scandal if I die.
Elton John, a lot more to come. Every album he did back then was number one. That was from Honky Chateau. Mark Haney and the News is up next.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. We are standing
here. This is Annie. Nice time for me. This year, I have made 55 years teaching in this town, and for the students on this show tonight, go to the First United Methodist Church. That includes me. I go to First United Methodist Church. Reverend Jones, Bill Jones, opened our show last time, and he's not here tonight. So John Dacre's here, Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to First United Methodist Church. So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and he's going to do Amora too, okay?
My name is John Dacre. Lord is risen today, hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, hallelujah. A big pizza pie, that's amore. It's a
memory. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling, as a bell in memory. Tick-a-tick-tay, as a memory. You're in love when you know that you feel some more. To me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's a more.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity.
Or is it the other way around? F*** it.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news here in just a little bit. Rob Show back. He'll be taking over at 6 o'clock, taking you into your evening. We'll get you updated here on traffic. I'll tell you, traffic, very busy right now. A lot of stuff on the board. We'll get to that momentarily. But before we do anything else, our friends at Xfinity. No more worrying about covering up the mics, the cameras on all of your smart devices. With Xfinity XFi, not only do you get fast, reliable in-home Wi-Fi, but you can also get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more.
So now you can leave your laptop open, do your goofy dance like no one's watching moves, sing a silly song, beat poetry, whatever. It's because you can have the peace of mind you deserve with Xfinity.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, and awesome.
Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires eco bill and auto pay, ends September 5th, 2019. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 MPBS. Customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Thank you. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Jet's Pizza bringing it to us.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
As I told you, it's busy.
I tell you.
Uh-oh. Fort Myers. Crash. 9,800 block of Buckingham Road. Fort Myers. Crash. 13,000 block of McGregor Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash. 1,100 block of Abrams Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash. Briarcliff Road and South Tamiami Trail. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Midpoint Bridge. Fort Myers, traffic control. Summerlin Road and Colonial Boulevard. And one more for you, two more for you. Estero, crash. Miramar Outlet Drive right at the Playland. And a disabled vehicle, Bonita Springs, 28,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Jeez. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in New York, George Herman in Washington, Leslie Stahl in Washington, Fred P. Graham in Atlanta, Peter Kalischer in Paris, Tom Fenton in Paris, Robert Shackney in Des Moines, and tonight, a special report, The Energy Crisis.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 5th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, there's been a lot of talk recently about Western civilization. A lot of people taking shots at it, going, well, what's so great about that? To put things in perspective, people are absolutely fascinated by Machu Picchu, the ancient monument.
Yeah.
Well, while they were building Machu Picchu, very impressive ancient ruin, there were already people attending Oxford University when it was built.
Ah! Okay. That's a nice little tip.
There's a little perspective for you.
Oh, by the way, and I just saw this on our text, and it was on the TV news. They had been for sale for a long time, but a word coming down that the Everblades have been sold.
Who bought them?
I don't know. Rob, if you can find a story on the Florida Everblades being sold, I'd like to see it, if possible.
Now, we may as well stop the rumors right now. There is no truth to the rumor that Stan and Haney have purchased the Everblades.
No, none whatsoever. If you can just find out, print that up for me and tell, and it, so I can find out who bought them and are they going to stay?
Why wouldn't they?
What do you mean, why wouldn't they? A lot of times when a sale happens, they might take them elsewhere.
They got a great fan base, a great they facility, do. Great location of yep. that facility.
Yep, so did Hartford. So didn't they. A guy by the name of Carmenos was involved.
Mm-hmm. And I think he still is.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
I don't think so. He sold the team. So I don't know about the Everblades, but he sold Carolina. That's why the new owners wanted to go and do a lot of retro stuff.
He was a part owner of the Everblades,
yes,
was he not?
Yes, he was.
Is he still?
I don't. What do you see? Tell me what's going on. I need.
It just says right here that he Hertz Arena and the Everblades are being sold to Naples businessman David Hoffman.
So if they sell the arena, chances are they'll keep the team right where it's at. They're not going to go anywhere.
So is that what the headline said, was just the arena?
And the team.
Just scroll down for me, bud. Or scroll up.
All right, what's it?
I just want to see the headline.
The headline, yeah. Hertz Arena Everblades being sold to Naples businessman David Hoffman.
The team and the arena.
Okay, good. That's good news.
Yeah, because if he lives in Naples and moves the team, then that wouldn't be good for him.
Well, Carmenos lived in Hartford for a while.
You're never going to get over that, are you?
I'm not. I'm still horribly bitter.
Stan, you know the United States president like nobody's business.
Okay. Sure.
And it is a fact. No president has ever lived to be 100 years old.
No. A lot of them have come close.
Having said that, Jimmy Carter has a legitimate shot.
Yeah, he does.
You may not know this, but Jimmy Carter is already the longest living president ever. And he turns 95 in October.
He's still pretty mobile, too.
He had that huge health scare, and evidently they fixed him because he's been okay. So maybe Jimmy Carter will be the one to do it.
Ford lived to his 90s. Reagan lived into his 90s.
Mm-hmm.
John Adams lived to, I think, 90.
But Jimmy Carter's older than them all.
Yeah.
You may have heard the term trickle-down economics.
Yeah, that's Reagan.
Where rich guys get richer, and that creates jobs.
Yep.
Well, we have the evidence for it right here, folks. A 55-year-old woman in New York named Betsy Cox just launched a new training program that teaches everyday women how to become dominatrixes. Because there is a huge demand for them right now to serve our nation's needy billionaires.
Oh, yeah, because they're power hungry, and then they want somebody to put them back in their place.
Betsy says ultra-rich men gravitate towards your dominatrix because they're so used to being in complete control of everything, and it's a turn-on to have someone dominate them. Betsy tells us, quote, "They're looking for somebody to tell them what to do for once, and it usually involves latex."
Yeah.
You know, most of us don't have that problem.
No.
Many of us are married.
Yep. All right, I got some details. You done with that story?
No.
All right, go ahead, and then I got the details here.
She's charging $2,000 for a four-class session where she teaches everything from the basics of the BDSM lifestyle to the psychological techniques that they use to make more money. One of her recent graduates says the class has already paid for itself. Quote, "I am seeing this guy. He is very successful. He is powerful and in the public eye. His name is Stan, but he gives me a submissive vibe. Now I know how to handle him."
Good. Somebody does.
Stan?
Mark. Here's the details. The Florida Everblades and Hertz Arena are being purchased by David Hoffman, said Craig Brush, the team's president and general manager, this afternoon. Hoffman is founder and chairman of Hoffman Commercial Real Estate, a division of Osprey Capital that has been making business purchases in the Naples area. So they've been buying stuff down in Naples. Brush would not reveal the sale figure, and Hoffman said he was asked not to disclose it.
Safe to say it's more money than we have.
Yes. Brush goes on to say there wasn't really a good fit until now. As he said this from his office at Hertz Arena, "This truly is a good fit. They're fine people. They're here not to buy something and sell it. They want to hold this property for a long, long time, and they want to enhance what we have here. That's good news. We've been looking to buy a professional sports team for probably 3 or 4 years, Hoffman said by phone from Chicago. "We got close with an NBA team. We got close with an NHL team. I live in Naples, so I'm a resident. I went to a few Everblades games with my kids and grandkids. We kind of got jazzed up about it. It's fun, and it's a great long-term potential for Southwest Florida." Hoffman isn't wasting any time. He said he's already purchased a new scoreboard for $1.7 to $1.8 million.
Wow.
He also plans on redoing all of the suites at Hertz Arena. Conversations began around the start of 2019, and an agreement for an undisclosed sum was in place a couple of weeks ago, said Brush. Brush, who was part of the original ownership group, along with owner Peter Karmanos Jr. and the late Tom Thews, was offered a contract for 5 years and agreed to do so. "That's good news. We've bought 7 or 8 businesses down in Naples," Hoffman said. "All of the management teams have stayed in place, and they're all, and all of the employees have stayed in place. That's worked out well for us." Hoffman and Karmanos negotiated the sale in Hoffman's office. Good. So that sounds good.
Well, no doubt about it. In Southwest Florida, Craig Brush is Mr. Hockey.
You better believe it. He's been great for that team, and he's a great guy.
Yep. Nothing but good things to say about Craig. Yep. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, August 10th and 11th, during the Diamond District's Summer Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturer's direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Someone at Hostess has gone off the rails.
Should be reprimanded.
Because out of the blue, Hostess just announced they're coming out with what they call Moonberry Twinkies.
No, thank you.
What the hell is a moonberry?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, all we know is that it's a dark blue Twinkie, and the filling inside of them is somewhat berry flavored. Don't know what kind of berry, but you can bet it's got to be dark blue.
Oh, I'm looking at the box right now. Moonberry. Looks like chocolate cake and white filling on the box.
Oh, no, you're colorblind, Stan.
What do you mean?
Because they're plainly dark blue. That's what it says on the package. These are dark blue. They go on sale.
My bad on that.
They go on sale this week exclusively at Walmart for a limited time. Maybe we'll see how many Dave can eat Friday.
Oh, good idea. Good. I might go out this week. I'll get a few boxes of them. See if Dave can eat a, what are they? Blue?
Moonberry.
Moonberry. Oh, but then again, he's not into competitive eating anymore.
Twinkie ain't going to hurt him.
You don't think so, huh? That cream filling?
Maybe that's what could bring him back.
What? A good sugar rush.
Yep. Sugar belly.
He's gone down with that before.
Mm-hmm. Well, the great toilet paper mystery has been solved.
Oh, thank God.
Over the past few weeks, a man and a woman broke into a grocery store in Alabama. Trustful.
Trustful, Alabama?
Yep. And they only stole very specific items. Toilet paper and paper towels. They took a lot of them. The police were ready last Tuesday when the couple broke in for the third time and wound up in a high-speed chase, again, over toilet paper. Police wound up catching them and solving the mystery of the toilet paper thieves. It turns out the culprit is 50-year-old Ira Glover.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Why was he stealing toilet paper?
He looks like an attorney.
When there was a whole store worth of items. Why did he take toilet paper?
Why?
Well, it turns out there really is no mystery. You see, Mr. Glover owns a janitorial company, and he thought that was a good way to get free inventory.
Jeez, yeah, cut costs.
Not to mention that he's actually done this exact same thing before. He was busted stealing toilet paper back in March, too, and ouch, he's still on probation for that one.
Not good.
I don't think he'll be able to get in front of a judge and say he's learned his lesson. Charges against Ira and the woman with him are pending, the new charges. Now, what would you say to Ira if you were the judge?
Guilty. Send him away. He violated probation. He's done.
You wouldn't speak to him about how disappointed you are in him?
No, I wouldn't. I'd like to, but in this day and age, I can't.
What would you say to Ira? You know, Ira, we've talked about this before.
We've been over this before, Ira.
Son.
You know, let me tell you something. Toilet paper is a very personal thing. Everybody has their favorite toilet paper. I'll go and use like a Charmin brand, and I'm not satisfied. I got to use my brand, Cottonelle.
Well, I think what he was stealing was something like Clean Ease.
Yep. Keep the prices down.
With a K.
Yep.
Clean Ease.
Yep. Seriously. Nobody's home there.
You'd lecture the hell out of him.
I would, but I can't. Okay? I can't.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there is a 23-year-old woman named Kate Lamonth from Los Angeles, and she's managed to commit a crime that wouldn't have been possible not that long ago.
You talked about this in the headlines. I'm interested to know what it is.
I mean, she has checked all the boxes when it comes to millennial cliches. So she's 23.
Yeah.
How does she make her living?
How?
Well, she is a very glamorous Instagram model.
Oh.
She shows pictures of her, bikini pictures specifically.
Yes, hello.
As she travels the world.
Yes. Hello there. Oh, and you got a friend with you.
Yeah. Judge Stan's in a better mood now.
This case I'll handle differently.
Well, last week, 23-year-old Kate, the Instagram model, was... Yes. Visiting Pinellas Park.
Your old stomping grounds.
You know what they say when in Rome.
Yeah.
So Kate decided to live the Florida lifestyle, experience it like the natives do.
Sure.
So Kate took a lift to an Exxon station, stole a $43 vaping device, then tried to get back into the lift, but the driver figured out what she was up to and refused to be involved as the getaway driver, so Kate did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Called an Uber.
Lift to Uber.
Police got to the scene quickly and found Kate inside of an Uber van in the parking lot next to the gas station, where she was arrested for retail theft.
Oh, come on. Get this out of my courtroom. You go back to what you were doing with your friend, sweetheart.
So when we add up all of the millennial cliches, we arrive at the following conclusion.
What's that?
We have an aspiring Instagram model who stole a vape pen and tried to escape in both a Lyft and an Uber. If only she'd been drinking a green juice or asking what's a newspaper, could it have been worse?
Yeah, look at it. Case dismissed.
You got nice friends, too.
You're darn right she does. Yeah. You keep going, girl.
What about Ira?
No. Throw the book at him in a lecture.
And that's the news for today, Monday, August 5th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, the odd thing is, Kate didn't have these problems in Los Angeles, but her first day in Pinellas Park.
Yeah, that nightmare.
Yep.
Did you like Pinellas Park? That's by Clearwater, but St. Pete and that, right?
Yeah, no, you stay away from there. That's the best. It's like Lehigh Acres of Pinellas County.
Well, if we were to have a showdown between Pinellas Park and San Carlos Park, who would win?
San Carlos Park. They're rougher.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bring his news. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. We've got time to check traffic one more time for your drive home. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. Three things on the board. All of them in Fort Myers. Crash. I-75 northbound at Daniels Parkway. That's great. Fort Myers. Crash. 2700 block of Cleveland Avenue, right by Lee Memorial Hospital. And we have a hit and run, Fort Myers. Jeez, I'm trapped. Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. So, either way I go, I'm trapped, and you are up to date.
You know what, Stan? Sometimes I just need to shred.
Yeah. Oh, let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
My grandfather had a special rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, "Now you two share." One time he said, "Stephen, how old are you?" I said, "I'm 5." He said, "When I was your age, I was 6. Then he cackled madly and threw a spoon against the window. He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will was an IOU. He told me sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs. One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, "What do you think that means?" And he said, "It means you were sleeping."
The one-line comedy of Stephen Wright. Great stuff. Lord willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Bless this texter's heart. Assumes that the reason we play music is because we smoke too much.
What?
And that if we didn't smoke so much, we wouldn't have to play music. We could just keep right on talking.
I'm not touching that.
I am not even coming close to that. I'm going to stay as far away from that as I can.
I hope you enjoy the music. I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't.
Correct. Let's get you
great, yep. Great music.
Yep.
But
yep.
I can't take credit for it.
No, nor I.
It was a great idea, but not my idea.
Nor mine.
So, congratulations.
Yes.
To the person responsible.
Yep.
For that great music.
Yep. And thank you, Texter.
Really made our day.
Sure did. In less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we have solved the mystery of the toilet paper thief. We'll tell you who it is, and he probably would have got away with it, too.
Yeah.
Weren't for those kids.
Yeah. Here in this building?
And that dog.
The toilet paper thief?
No.
Remember, we had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a given in radio. Yeah. That's part of your salary. Yeah. If you're not taking home a roll, you're...
That's right.
You know, that's like... That's like our 401k as part of the perks.
Yep. It's that little extra.
I hate to say it. I did that in Melbourne when I was so dirt poor.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, but, of course. What they do now, though, is because there used to be, they have lock and keys now for paper towels and toilet paper, and then they have the storage closet, which is padlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that, you know.
Now, given how much they've spent on securing paper goods, I wonder how long it takes for all the locking mechanisms to pay for themselves.
I don't know, but they spent a lot of money on it.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to deliver with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Many people believe Major League Baseball is just a major snooze fest.
A lot of people believe that.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
ways to make
Major League Baseball more exciting.
Top ways to make Major League Baseball more exciting.
Consider doing something radical and limit batters to 40 minutes of adjusting their gloves and tapping their cleats between pitches.
Yep.
Mandatory hit a foul, take a shot rule.
Yep.
Place actual bulls in bullpen. Combine bring your cat to the ballpark night with Taylor Swift night and watch the mayhem. Once an inning, home plate umpire required to attempt a reach around on the catcher.
Yep.
Laugh it up.
To get on the kiss cam, fans must go to second base.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about.
More handlebar mustaches.
Yep. Remember when the Oakland A's, when we were kids.
Raleigh fingers.
The Oakland A's had a thing that the entire squad, all of them had mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, Sal Bando, Raleigh Fingers just kept his and turned it in a nice big handlebar mustache.
Yep.
It was always a treat.
Thing of beauty. Make the base salary similar to what teachers earn. Then watch the players go for those bonuses.
Yep.
Whether it makes sense or not, find some way to incorporate sharks into gameplay.
Yep.
Any player, manager, or coach who gets ejected is automatically replaced by a Kardashian.
Hey, hey, kid!
Hold bobblehead bong nights.
Yeah. Oh, Dave would love that. He'd just love that.
Scream La Migra at random moments. And finally, the very top way to make Major League Baseball more exciting.
Yes.
If you catch a player's foul ball, you get a free pass to bang his wife. Have you seen their wives? And that, my friend, is the 49ers.
Albert has left the building.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.